I mean, who is standing up for them? It's critical that people of faith see it so that they can call it out. It's critical that people of faith be willing to serve and to help people that are suffering. And then to have people who can challenge the Buddhists that are doing this. I think the biggest thing they could do, there's many organizations you can do this through, USAID, is, as crazy as this sounds, send money for bamboo to grow. The terrain has small hills and all the trees are gone. They used it for firewood. They even dug the roots out of the ground, which is really bad because the monsoon season is about to start. And so not only is there lack of wood, but what stabilized those hills is no longer there. So when the rains come, many of those hills are going to collapse. Bamboo grows extremely fast. And for 20 cents, you can buy a bamboo plant. And what that does, it helps to stabilize that soil so those mudslides won't happen. I mean, they're predicting in these camps that have over 1 million people, it's quite possible 200,000 people are going to lose their lives, maybe more. And so the most practical thing that you can do is to go to USAID, and they have a whole bamboo program, and contribute to that. Another practical thing that you can do is, if you're tied to a church or a mosque that has a humanitarian division or a synagogue, take doctors, take teachers, serve the people. And there are so many agencies that are there. You can work with countless agencies that are there working right now. I think we ought to also call our congressmen and our senators as well.